You're listening to The Training Dummies. With Rob.
Here's my number. Call me, maybe.
And Daryl.
Now, I feel I should be offended, but I'm not certain why.
You should be offended because you didn't get an Overwatch beta invite.
That's totally it.
Welcome to episode 111 of The Training Dummies, recorded on October 29th, 1 week, 7 days before BlizzCon 2015, where I, my bro host, and our mighty guest will make our triumphant return. I don't know if it's a return, but we will be there. We will talk about video games. We will hang out, and it will be wonderful, and I will look for you, and I will find you, and I will take a picture with you, and it's awesome. Daryl, how are you doing tonight?
I am doing good. 5.5 sleeps until I leave for BlizzCon.
5.5? Dude, I can't wait. It's going to be so good.
I know.
Our guest tonight has specifically asked that we do not give him a round of applause, but that's not how it works, so let's hear a warm welcome for Mr. Salty Slauncher. I said it properly.
Woo, I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. Oh, man. I'm excited.
Oh, we don't. No. That's not how this works.
Oh, sorry.
This is my bro tank that you we've talked about many times. He's taught me a lot about tanking and a lot about things in life.
A lot about life, basically, yeah. In general.
What beverages to stay away from. Salty, how are you tonight, man?
Oh, I'm feeling great. I had to dust off the mic. There's some, there's a lot of dust and gray and cobwebs. I had to dust it off. So I'm feeling great. Hen said, 5.5 sleeps. I'm getting a full 6.
Wait,
I don't know about 5.5.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never had a half sleep.
I don't know what a half sleep is.
I got to get up at probably 3 o'clock in the morning to get the airport on time. So I'm calling it a half sleep.
Yeah, but you can sleep on it. It's just 6. Just call it 6 sleeps, okay? You're going to fall asleep 6 times.
Yeah, but it's not going to be a full sleep. It's a half.
It's going to be that kind of show tonight. We are here to talk about BlizzCon for reals. We're going to talk about, if you remember, 1 year ago, I don't know if it's to the day or not, but we did Salty's BlizzCon tips, and it's even more relevant than ever because I'm going to be there. So, Salty,
yes.
How, what, when, where did you start going to BlizzCon? I guess these are our BlizzCon edition interview questions.
These are the questions you ask every host or every co-host or every guest, actually, as you should. The reason I started going to BlizzCon was very intertwined, and I can't really give that answer. But when I started going was, I believe, 2010. So that was 4 BlizzCons ago. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, 4 BlizzCons ago.
You keep going back, so something tells me that it's worth it.
It's absolutely worth it. Absolutely. It's just, if you're playing in an online game and like we do in Team Crabdick. Oh God, I love saying that name out loud. Team Crabdick. We play with people all over the world, which is awesome. And how often do you get to meet these people? You got like a 10% chance in your lifetime to meet these people. And it just so happens that BlizzCon happens once per year, except for that 1 year. We don't count it. That didn't happen. They missed one, but we're all sad about that. And you get to meet people for like four days.
From Canada, from Mexico, right?
Yep.
Right.
Where's Robin from?
Netherlands.
Netherlands. Yeah, that's it.
We got Costa Rica.
Oh, that's right. Yes, we do.
Timber, swipe left. Always swipe left. Oh, man. Don't we have an Australian? I think we have an Australian. We have some Kiwis. Some Kiwis from New Zealand play every now and then.
We have quite the diverse raid team, and I think that it's pretty stinking awesome that we even have the opportunity to do stuff like this, because it's just a special day that we live in, that we get to just talk to people across the world and go and kill dragons on the internet.
Yeah, absolutely. It's great. Hen got to experience firsthand last year. We should really be questioning him about his BlizzCon experience, because he's got way more firsthand knowledge than I do. Well, you should have seen him there. His eyes were bright open, and he didn't know what was going on half the time. He's like, I'm in California. What am I supposed to do? I don't know what's going on, eh? It was, it's like, is that a moose? Looks like a deer. It could be. No, it was hot. You know, he was walking. He's like, I've done too much walking. If you're not prepared to do a lot of walking at BlizzCon, then you're in some serious trouble because you're going to be doing a lot of walking. A lot. I don't want to hear any complaints about people walking all the time because I told them where to stay. And we're all staying at the best hotel ever.
Yes.
Which is super close and a quarter of the price of what it costs to stay at Team Pilt. Okay.
It does. How would you compare BlizzCon to other nerd conventions?
I don't know. I've never been to another nerd convention before.
Really?
Really. No, I've only been to like sporting conventions, memorabilia conventions when I was younger. But, you know, I don't go to like the Furby conventions like our shaman that keeps dying in fire. He goes to a whole bunch of different nerd conventions.
Don't they do like the cosplay where they all dress up like dogs and then.
Yeah, that's the Furbies. Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I think so. He goes down to Pittsburgh all the time to go to the Furby convention. But how it compares to other nerd conventions, I mean, because Comic-Con's down here in San Diego, and that's a huge nerd convention beyond nerds.
Have you been to Comic-Con?
I've not been inside Comic-Con before, but I have partaken in the external festivities that happens around Comic-Con. And if you compare that to BlizzCon, I mean, because there's like 14 times the amount of people at Comic-Con than there is at BlizzCon. BlizzCon is set up for Blizzard.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm. And that's what we're celebrating. Comic-Con is just everything.
What are you going to be cosplaying as this year for BlizzCon?
This one, I will be Jackass with a mic. That will be my...
Are you allowed to reuse previous year's costume?
Yeah, I would say so. This will be my second year in a row doing that. In prior years,
when are you breaking out the Pillar of the Community cosplay?
I don't know what that is exactly. You may have to explain what a Pillar of the Community is. My shoulders are a little sore, and holding up the whole convention of nerds is difficult.
You need beer muscles.
Lots of beer muscles. No beer muscles are needed. No. If one thing I could say is don't drink a lot of beer at BlizzCon. That's my tip.
No beer. Okay.
Tip. Salty tip number one. Don't drink a lot of beer.
Man, where did we find this guest?
We should have a sounder clip for every time we have a tip. Ding, ding, ding.
Should.
We'll
record one after the show.
Yes. Yes, we will.
Having gone several years now, what would you say is your most fond memory that any year, any BlizzCon? What's your most fond memory from going to any BlizzCon?
Well, my most fondest and the best, but the most fondest one is definitely the first one I went to, and that is when we had my old raid team, Floor Tanks, get together for the first time. The first time I met Molson live in person. The first time I met Grim, the Druid, live in person. And especially because I got to meet Borgaz for the first time live in person, who, rest in peace, Borgaz. He's no longer with us, but I got to meet him and got to have a good conversation with him face-to-face and in person. And so it's definitely the most fondest one because you never know exactly how long we have on the face of this earth, and when you get a chance to meet people that you know or that you raid with or that you want to meet, go ahead and take that opportunity to talk to them and thank them or give them a high five, or as I like to do, tackle hug them, and don't let go. But yeah, absolutely, that first year meeting Borgaz, and I miss him a lot, and I wish he was still around. He was a most excellent dude, and it tops of my mind. Yeah, that'll never go away.
Right on. Let's see. That's all our mini interview questions. I didn't convert any others. Yeah. Let's see what else we got. That doesn't convert. Well, I guess this wouldn't work since it's a BlizzCon convention. What is your favorite Blizzard title?
What is my favorite Blizzard title? Right now, it is the uninstall button. Only because I'm playing on my iMac because my salty gaming rig died on me in the last 2 weeks.
You guys did... is this the show that shall not be named, or are we allowed to talk about that?
I don't know what show you're... Oh, the Bitter and Salty Show. Hey, that one, yes.
So you guys did a few shows where you talked about... you know, building gaming rigs and not drinking the Kool-Aid and buying the pre-built rigs from sponsored companies. Cause I mean, there's a little bit of a price gouging or price difference that happens there. Totally. Where is this going to be a take your own advice kind of situation now that your rig took a poop now and you need a new one?
Always. I will always try to build my own. I don't like to buy a pre-built one and then try to upgrade those, like some people north of the border do.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh my god!
So Molson and I spent uber amounts of time talking about gaming rigs and you know, different websites we can go to check out different prices and different builds. And you go to a Reddit and submit your build and all that kind of jazz.
Mm-hmm.
And it's what I've been doing. The budget is my main concern on this one. Right now I'm going to drop a lot of coin at BlizzCon versus actually building up my gaming rig. Only because I don't know when the next expansion Legion is going to come out. And if it's not going to come out for another 6 to 12 months, I'm not really worried about playing on a top line Epic PC,
mm-hmm.
because I think I can get the job done on my iMac as pieced together with as much electrical tape as possible, and I'll be okay. It was a little rough last week in Raid.
It takes time to get your, you know, to get all your macros and everything set up, especially if you're moving to a completely different platform.
Yeah. I thought I had everything set up properly. I tested it the night before. Everything worked. As soon as I got into Raid, like, my buttons weren't working, and it just, like, oh, great. So after a reboot and many swear words later off of Discord mumble, it started working, and then I was able to get in there and actually feel halfway confident in what I was doing. And we got through a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We had some struggles. But you know what, I struggled more raiding last week than I did going through any my four previous BlizzCons. Let's just put it that way. And
was it just being on a Mac, or was it just a state of mind thing? Or
it was completely state of mind thing. I mean, we're going from an SSD drive that's doing 400 megabytes a second read and write to an HDD that's doing 90 megabytes per second read and write. I mean, that's, you know, 25% speed.
Yeah, that's a huge difference. Yeah.
It's terrible. CPU-wise and RAM-wise, you know, it's fine. You know, this is a 5-year-old machine. It's got 12 gigabytes of RAM. You know, the CPU is fine because, you know, you were using WoW and it's an older game engine, so it doesn't need to have a whole bunch.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just the read-write time of the hard drive is your biggest thing right there. And it was, I mean, I was doing 12 frames per second when I'm used to doing 90.
Yeah.
That was just.
Yeah, that's a difference.
Correct. So I don't know. We had too many people there. I feel like Rob and I had to carry everybody this week.
It was a different raid. We had several people that aren't part of our normal team that showed up, and I don't know. It was interesting because there was a lot. I think there was a lot of lag that we weren't used to.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. We had a lot of people that were, you know, hunters. So Stampede was out, and I don't know. It was definitely weird, but.
There was a weird vibe going on, but to get back to your original question, what is my favorite Blizzard title?
Mm-hmm.
Man, World of Warcraft, how can it not be my favorite Blizzard title? I enjoy everything else. Clearly, I've got to get into the Overwatch beta because being an influencer, has me, you know, the Dark Below helped me out get a an actual invite. But no, we don't get invites to anything anymore.
No.
It doesn't really matter. It doesn't matter because it's all about World of Warcraft. That's what I play. I love Heroes of the Storm. I just don't have the time to play it as best I can because it's not like a single person team, and I don't want to go out solo. I'd rather play with Team Kravdik and you guys. World of Warcraft doesn't really have my attention right now because there's really not a whole lot to do besides raid on a Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
StarCraft II, I'm not very good. Not good at all. Hearthstone, I don't understand it. It's stupid.
Nerf the Innkeeper.
I've heard those words before.
That's basically where I stand. It's World of Warcraft or nothing right now. I like Overwatch. I like the way it looks. I think they got some cool stuff. I'm not going to be totally geeked out over it and go, oh, this is the greatest thing since sliced bread, because A, I'm not good at first-person shooters or Team Fortress 2 type games, mm-hmm. and those kind of things. I want to play it. I assume that it's going to cost money. Hopefully we'll find out more at BlizzCon. All about the Overwatch, all about StarCraft 2. I hope there's a freaking Diablo 3 to go to Diablo 4. I don't even know. Another expansion for Diablo 3. That would be completely awesome. Diablo is a game that I secretly enjoy way too much, but I don't get to play it enough. And the cinematics that they do for Diablo beats anything else, even World of Warcraft. I cannot wait to get into the convention center and sit down and watch and listen all about the Diablo 3 stuff that they're going to talk about. I hope they wow us with an expansion news update. Yeah. Reaper of Souls is kind
you
of
really,
old.
You're hyped about Diablo news?
I'm always hyped about Diablo news. I love the way Diablo works and looks.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm going to concentrate on is WoW, World of Warcraft, and Diablo.
No, Heroes, huh?
The rest of the stuff at BlizzCon, not going to pay too much attention to because we can go back and watch all the panels that they have mm-hmm. online in demand for the next couple months afterwards. You only got a short period of time. You can actually watch these. The virtual ticket people can watch the same amount of time too, but once we're there...
Mm-hmm.
We can sit there live. We can watch what we want to watch, what you want to watch. We can, you know, everyone can do what they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you miss something, you can go back and check it out online. So I'll check out the hero stuff online. There's no doubt about that. Hopefully they buff Kale because he's the best. Kael'thas is the best hero, hands down. He's my favorite. He's my one I got to level 10 first and only one I'm going to get to level 10. Yeah, I'm just... going to sit down, I want to listen to Diablo, listen to World of Warcraft, take it all in. That's what I'm going to do. That's what I would do.
Nice. Don't blame me, man. Not a problem with that.
All right.
Hi, this is Molson from the Training Dummies Podcast Spectacular, and you are listening to the Training Dummies with Rob and Daryl.
All right. If you have any questions or comments... or just want to find out what we're doing, we're active on Twitter at Training Dummies. Rob is at Rob Copeland, and myself, Daryl, is at Hend_TTD.
That guy was funny. Who was that? Holy cow.
The third host of the Training Dummies.
The third host. Man, he beats me out for everything. I thought I was good and try out here for the third host, mm-hmm. and here he is. He is already the third host. Great.
Yep. All right. BlizzCon hype. So we've already
six
established
six sleeps.
Six or so sleeps. So let's start. Let's get some salty tips on BlizzCon.
Oh man, I've got some salty ones for you. Let's start off first. Any website that I've read so far that's given out some BlizzCon tips, it's completely false information. And I just point that. Spoiler alert. Whatever they have on a certain website of how to BlizzCon iWOW or whatever that it's called, it is completely false. Just littered with lies and slander, and especially when it comes to snacks. Okay, snacks. Their first point snacks to bring to BlizzCon is candy bar. Can I not say no enough? No candy bars. You do not need a candy bar.
No candy bar.
No candy bar. You don't want that extra sugar. Sugar is going to bring you down. It's going to bring you down. You don't want any of that kind of stuff. Second of all, they had, like, you can get your badges starting at 4 p.m. on Thursday. That's wrong. That's some wrong information right there.
So you can't do that, or you?
You can't, no, because they start at 9 o'clock in the morning now.
Mm-hmm.
So 9 a.m. on Thursday. You don't have to wait till 4.
If I have questions, do you want me to butt in, or do you want me to wait?
No, go ahead.
So you said no to the candy bar. What do we do for a snack then?
The first thing I would do, man, I eat Lara bars, okay? Or like some kind of fruit or granola bar. How about a granola bar? Granola bar works better. Any kind of fruit nut kind of bar. Nothing that's like a candy bar. No Snickers, no Baby Ruth, no Clark Bar. No, I don't know what they have in Canada, but don't bring those either, because they're probably terrible for you.
Tim Hortons bars?
Tim Hortons bars. Yes.
Ooh, I wonder if they have those. I need to check.
Yeah, that would just be so awesome. Candy, coffee, Tim Hortons, Molson, Canadian Dry Ginger Ale Bar. Yes, sign me up for that right there. No, don't do that. God, man. No, terrible. You want fruit and nuts. I highly suggest fruit and nuts. I know they like to say no outside food or candy. Outside food or water, beverages, that kind of stuff. You can bring in some nuts. If you're almond intolerant like I am, then I'd suggest cashews. That's my nut of choice.
I like cashews, man. It's good. Okay.
Cashews are delicious. I'd go there. Don't go candy bar. Please. Don't go. I'll tell you what. If you bring me a candy bar, I will exchange it for a delicious snack bar that you should be eating. Mm. I'll do that free of charge.
Throw it in the trash.
Just bring me the Snickers. I will trade you something better for you. Okay. Oh, man, I get all hyped up and not, but it's not a good hype. It's just a bad hype when I read these things. And it's just like, no, you don't tell people to do that. First of all, I'm not in a position to give out pro tips. I give out salty tips. This is a difference between pro tip and a salty tip. Okay.
A salty tip, hey.
Salty tip.
I don't even want to know.
Oh my.
Okay, so there's food trucks at outside the convention center.
Yes, absolutely. There's yummy food trucks and there's not so yummy food trucks, in my opinion. Yes, absolutely. So
what is the what's the deal with that? Am I not caring about the food trucks, or you're being careful? Is there? You said there's some not so yummy ones.
Yeah, you have to be careful. At least I do in what type of food I'm going to ingest. Mm-hmm. Per se. Like last year, they had a carnivorous fries, which were basically it's basically a pastrami sandwich with fries underneath it,
mm-hmm.
and it was the most delicious thing ever. But I did 20 push-ups before I ate it, and 20 push-ups after I ate it. So I had to work for it. But there's some other stuff. I mean, there's. Don't get me wrong. Some food trucks make delicious food. Whether it's good for you, whether it's not good for you, that's beyond the point. But it makes delicious food. There's some good choices, and then there's also some bad choices in food trucks as well. So I'm not here to say don't eat any of the food trucks or don't eat this one, don't eat that one. I'm just saying think about what you're going to ingest, because if you have any kind of stomach problems or any kind of thing that you're worried about or you get nervous, you don't want to be just eating a whole bunch of grease, because that may go the wrong way and you might spend more time in your hotel room than conversing with people or checking out the convention center.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Check that out. Look at every single food truck out there. Food trucks are easy. They are just right outside the convention center. They're right outside your hotel. They're like it's just there, and it's so convenient. And you're like, oh, I'm just going to grab a quadruple bread burger that's got four times the amount of bread that you actually need, because you should not be eating bread in the first place. Hashtag paleo, hashtag jerf. Check that out. I mean, you can make healthy alternatives if you want. You don't have to. I'm going to be a proponent to saying, get some fruit. Don't just go for the grease. Do that. If you need to go to food trucks, there were plenty of some fruit that they had available at the food trucks. There were some plenty of like kind of frozen yogurt and smoothie type food trucks out there to go along with all the, hey, I've got a triple beer basted fried in an Oreo wrapped cookie for you to enjoy if you wanted to. I mean, I'm not going to say go for it. Unless you want to go for it, and this is the only time your opportunity you're going to take to go for it, then mm-hmm. go for it. But, man, there with food choices that are available within walking distance, there's a bunch to choose from, but you're not going to go to it.
So where are we going to end up eating then?
90% of the people are going to go to, like, the stupid food court, the Hilton, and get, like, Merlaco's tacos, which will tear your stomach a new one. I've tried that twice. It's happened. Don't go to the Baja Fresh that's in Hilton, because I will tell you not to go there because it's terrible.
It's too bad, man. Baja Fresh used to be good.
It used to be good. I made two bad choices 2 years in a row, and it did not work out very well.
So where will we be eating then?
Man, you know, I tell you what, the Bubba Gump Shrimp Company, as much of a chain as it is, in America,
mm-hmm.
love that place.
Yeah, that was good.
Love that place.
I ate there last year. That was good.
I suggest going there at non-opportune times because it gets really busy with conventions. I mean, they're prime convention center central. Mm-hmm. It's a short walk to it. It's not super long.
Mm-hmm.
There is a Subway within walking distance, I'm going to point out. And I've eaten at that Subway every single year, and it's delicious. But bubblegum shrimp, you sit down, you know, you have conversations, you play trivia with the host, hostess, the waiter, the waitress, stewardess, whatever you want to call them.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, crushed our table. I knew every single answer. So let me tell you, I challenge anyone to Forrest Gump trivia. I'm putting it out there now. If you can beat me, I will purchase you the beverage or food of your choice. Under $12, because that's how much a cocktail costs at the Hilton.
Perfect. Okay.
Okay. So outside of Bubba Gump, there'll be a lot of people, I'm sure, without personal transportation. So somewhere within walking distance, where somewhere within say 50-minute walk, that would be a good place to eat.
There's this one place I looked up on Yelp last year.
No. I said good to eat.
Oh, good. Oh, man. Oh, yeah. I used Yelp last year, and I found a 4-star place, rated 4 stars. And we went there, and I believe that every single one of us said, how is this 4 stars? It turned out to be a 1-star place. I'll never live that down. 4-star burger, or Star Burger is it's actually called. Don't go there. Do not go to Star Burger. No Star Burger. There's a Subway in that same place. There's a pizza joint that you can get a slice of pizza. That's great for late at night.
Yeah, but if we're following the hashtag paleo,
if you're following hashtag paleo, you're gonna bring your own meals and snacks, and that way you don't have to worry about this. I could list for days the amount of stuff that I'm going to bring, but no one really cares about that kind of stuff. So yeah. I don't want to bore people with, you know, the amount of good food I'm actually bringing for myself.
I'm going to point out now, I will not be following hashtag paleo at all. Like, not even a little bit.
I probably won't on this trip. Personally, I've cut out a lot of sugars and carbs and stuff, but that's not what BlizzCon is about for me.
No. I mean, there's a certain indulgence. I mean, if you only get to see people and do this kind of thing once a year, then yeah, you go ahead, cheat a little bit and eat whatever food and kind of candy and stuff like that. But it's a long haul. It is a long you know, 3 or 4 days, depending on how long you're going to be there.
Oh, yeah. I don't want to eat trash the whole time. But
you don't want to eat trash. You're going to be just despondent and just down in the dumps because you're going to crash so hard because of all that kind of stuff. So you want to eat good food, make bad drink choices. That's the route that I would go for sure.
Good food, bad drink choices.
Yes.
Sounds like a life motto anyways.
Nice. Oh, I'll give you another motto to live by. Okay, don't stand in any freaking line. No lines. This is something I've learned. Molson and I have perfected it over the last couple of years. Don't wait in lines. Unlike last year when I waited in a line, which is the worst idea ever. I thought it'd be cool to show Hend what it is to wait in line before the opening ceremony, and it turned out to be like the worst time I've ever spent.
Well, that's because you were hungover.
There's no visual proof that I was hungover
because you had sunglasses on.
Now, were you hungover because of all the beer that you didn't drink?
I've got a certain standing rule that I normally tell people to go by, and I usually live up to it, but unfortunately last year I did not, which is don't go big the first night. Mm-hmm. If Thursday is your first day there, don't go big Thursday night. Don't go to any big parties. Don't go big drinking. Don't do any of that kind of stuff, because what you're going to do is you're going to be hurting Friday morning at opening ceremony line that everybody's going to get into, and you're going to just feel crappy. You're not going to like life anymore. You're going to be like, I just should have stayed in my hotel room. And why did I go to BlizzCon? It was stupid, eh? And people make fun of you for telling people not to go big on the first night. And then you go big on the first night.
Who would do that?
Nobody. The do as I say, not as I do. Somebody told me. It's a Canadian. Told me.
Believe that.
And like I said, don't go big first night. If your first night is Wednesday night, you can get away with Wednesday night being your first night. Don't go big Thursday night. Don't go big Thursday night. Don't do any crazy things Thursday night. Be just chill. Okay, just chill Thursday night. Cruise through whatever you're doing. Have some fun. Have some laughs. That's for sure. Because when opening ceremony comes around, you want to be cognizant. You want to be fully aware of what's going on. You want to be happy. You don't want to be hurting in any way, shape, or form. Because next thing you know, you're watching the opening ceremony and you don't know if you're going to make it through the opening ceremony. Then after the opening ceremony hits, you have to go back to your hotel room just to take a little hour and a half snooze, just to try to feel normal again. Nobody wants to do that. I highly suggest not doing that. Don't go big Thursday night. That's my number one rule. Number two rule, don't stand in any lines. If there's a huge line to play Overwatch like there was last year, don't stand in it. Don't. Walk away. Go do something else. There's plenty of stuff. There's five halls, A, B, C, D, and E. You can go check out everything Blizzard has to offer. You can wait in line at the BlizzCon store if you wanted to. Don't do that either, because there will always be a line at the BlizzCon store. Mm-hmm. As soon as you get into line, they'll sell out of whatever you wanted, like that Overwatch shirt you really wanted. They'll sell out within 10 minutes because you didn't get in line.
Just rub it in.
I'm trying to gear this all towards Rob and that first timer.
Well, they've moved the store, right? So the store's not in the same place as it was.
The store is not in the same place. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter where the store is. The line is just going to change. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to give some secret BlizzCon tips of when to get in line for the store, when not to get in line for the store, because I need to make sure I get in line at the exact time when I want to, that there's not going to be nobody there. Mm-hmm. I get my stuff.
It's open Thursday this year, right? I think I had heard that. So that will help with some of the lines, at least.
That's a total lie. I would not tell your listeners anything kind of false information such as that, especially when we want to get there and they don't want it, and we don't want to.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. It's not open Thursday.
Not open.
It's not open.
It's not. You know what? There is no BlizzCon store this year. There is no BlizzCon store.
They decided not to do it. They've moved it off-site.
That Reaper shirt should have been mine.
Yeah, mine too.
So is there a benefit to if they did have a store, which they're not going to have this year, so don't bother. But if they did, is there a benefit to purchasing things at the store rather than the site?
Absolutely. There's a couple different things that I would consider like important or cool is that you're going to BlizzCon and you want to purchase something at BlizzCon. It's not just purchasing something online like we all do all the time. If you can't make it to BlizzCon, they have a BlizzCon store. If you have a virtual ticket, you can purchase stuff. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's cool. You know, you get kind of like this, you know, semi-VIP access. But if you're going to the convention center, it's like going to a concert. You want to buy that concert t-shirt. So you want to go to BlizzCon and buy that BlizzCon t-shirt while you're there. And mm-hmm. then you wear it on Saturday because you buy the thing on Friday and you wear it on Saturday because it's a show of pride. And it I don't know. To me, at least, it makes me feel good when I purchase stuff at BlizzCon, like because I was there in the moment. Mm-hmm. I could shell out the cash for it.
How important are comfortable shoes?
Oh man.
I mean, can you get away with these shoes are like decent, but they're not the best things ever? Or yeah, should well, you no. just say, you know what? It doesn't matter that you're wearing these orthopedic Crocs because you need to have the most comfortable shoes ever.
it really depends on how much your own comfort. I mean, for me itself, I'll have Chuck Taylors on, or I'll have my Toms on, you know, my slip-ons, and that's what I'll be wearing because I'm used to walking around a lot in those types of shoes. If you're not used to walking around a lot, I mean talking about miles here, you may want to wear some cross trainers or some comfortable shoes to wear around.
You're on your feet a lot.
I'm on my feet. I do a whole bunch of running, so I'm used to like being out there and doing all that kind of stuff. I walk around San Diego in just, you know, flat bottom Toms, which are just, you know, slip-on shoes. That's what I wear. That's what I'm used to. I'll be perfectly fine with that. Mm-hmm. If that's something you're not used to, and I'm telling you, if it's your first time, wear some comfortable shoes. Bring two pairs. Bring your normal everyday pair that you wear. Try it out. And if it's just you're like, man, my dogs are barking, this is terrible, switch to those comfortable shoes. Mm-hmm. Switch to those 4-inch
the boots with the fur.
Boots with the fur. Mm-hmm. Wear those things around. You'd be like, man, I'm walking on air. This is great. Do that. It's all personal preference. If you want to look fleek, you know, you're rocking with your leather Chuck Taylors, just, you know, dazzled out, shined up to the nines, go ahead and do that. I mean, if you want to. If that's your style, that's your style. If you got your Doc Martens, like you grew up in the 1990, 91, 92, wear those. That's perfectly fine. It doesn't matter.
So you've got some bedazzled leather Chuck Taylors, is that what you're...
I may, yes. Yeah.
Well, all right. I'm not judging.
Lies and falsehoods, my friend. I mean, as far as clothing is concerned and like shoes, wear whatever you want. I mean, I tweeted my picture of like my t-shirt outfit. I've got black, black, mm-hmm. black, black, and a brown one showed up. I don't know. I got a secret brown one that I'm going to wear. If you catch me and I'm in my brown shirt, you should take a picture with me. I'll buy you a drink. I'm saying mm-hmm. that right. Okay.
Oh.
Deal.
Yep.
I've got my outfits planned. I plan my outfits. Not everyone has to plan their outfits. I've got certain Thursday plan. Friday night, Saturday
so
night.
Are you talking like shorts and pants, or are you, what are you thinking?
Well, we're in Southern California. It's shorts only. You don't need pants in Southern California. At least in San Diego this year, you don't need any freaking pants because it's been 90 degrees or 32 degrees centigrade the whole freaking spring and summer, and it must have been 40 in the summer. Right now in fall, we're rocking 30 degrees centigrade every day. We're not like Alberta, Canada up there rocking the – it's going to be negative 2A. Eh?
It is.
And see, it is. It's freezing up there.
It already is.
It's hot down here. It's humid down here. And to be honest, you could end up with, okay, let me do some North American style. you could end up with like some, you know, 68 degree weather in Southern California during November. Mm-hmm. Last year we had 90, we were rocking 90 degrees.
Oh, it was beautiful last year.
90 degrees. It was beautiful for you, but for other people that weren't used to like some 90 degree weather, they're like, man, all I have is black pants and a black long sleeve shirt. This is like the worst choice ever. So wear, always rock a short sleeve shirt. Bring a sweatshirt. Bring that with you. If you got it in your backpack, bring a sweatshirt. But rock a short sleeve shirt, button up, polo, whatever it is. It doesn't matter. But I'd rock shorts all the time. That's the only thing I wore. I brought a pair of jeans with me and never had to wear them once last year. But you never know. The fog could roll in. Bring a pair of jeans or a pair of khakis, whatever you're comfortable with. Just bring those in your suitcase just in case you need to wear them.
Mm-hmm.
You're only going to switch to it at night. It's not going to be like you're going to wear them all day. You're just going to wear them for like 4 hours at night, then take them back off, pass out, wake up, put your shorts back on.
No, it'll be all day. Perfect.
Unless you're untan. If you're untan,
exactly. Like some, yeah,
like some Canadians, you some wear
pasty white legs. No one wants to see these.
I don't know.
Oh,
I'm pretty sure no one wants to see these pasty white legs.
I want to see these pasty white legs, but you won't show them to anybody. So
I'll show them to you, but just
Oh, dude, what is going on with this?
What's going on is it's the real reason why BlizzCon happens and why everybody gets so hyped over it. It's because you get to meet people face to face. And instead of over this microphone that we're talking right now, or instead of over our headsets, and or over Twitter, or over Facebox, or, you know, Path, or whatever you're using social media-wise. Tumblr is the best, by the way. You get to see people, and you get to touch them, and hug them, and like give high fives, and bro hugs, and just, the vibes that comes out of seeing people and talking to people in real life is, you should know when your friends are around and you talk to them in real life, if you have any friends, unlike I, you just live for this moment.
Mm-hmm.
This is the thing that people bet money on and bet, I don't know, an exorbitant amount of fake gold on, like when the announcement of when BlizzCon's going to be, or who's going to be the closing band?
Oh, God.
Or
start me on that.
All that kind of stuff. And the closing band of the last couple of years, I'm still kicking myself. Still kicking. My first BlizzCon I went to, Foo Fighters closed down the show. Did I save for that? No, I didn't, because I had to leave. That's a different story.
Dang, man.
But I missed the Foo Fighters, and I'm still kicking myself over that one. Blink-182 played two BlizzCons ago. I could not have given two you-know-whats about Blink 182. I grew up with Blink 182 before they were Blink 182, basically, and everybody knew them. And they were a complete sellout at the show. It was terrible. It was the worst show. I didn't go. I knew people that went. It was terrible. Last year we had Metallica, whatever you want to call it. They kicked some butt. They did a good job. I enjoyed Metallica. It was a good job.
Yeah, I enjoyed that last year.
This year we got Linkin Park. I enjoy some Linkin Park songs. I'm not going to deny it. There's some Linkin Park songs that I like, and I think they could rock out a little bit. So I'm going to go check them out. You know, they had Ozzy Osbourne one year. I didn't go to that BlizzCon, but that would have been freaking cool. They do some hard rock. They do just some crazy stuff. You're not going to get a band that everyone's going to be like, yes, this is the best band ever. You know, they could have had Bieber show up, you know, for the Canadians. And all the Canadians would have been like, yay, yay.
No.
Or they would have been, sorry. You're not going to get everybody that you're going to like. You're not going to get everyone that everybody hates. You're going to get middle of the road. And that's how I feel about it. I'm not like, I'm paying an exorbitant amount of money to go see Linkin Park. Hey, that's one thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm paying a lot of money to go to a convention hall to learn about the best gaming company that puts out the best games, in my opinion, right now, that I like to play. There's other gaming games out there and gaming companies like Bethesda that put out some great stuff. They don't have their own convention. They pawn off on like E3 or GamesCon or some other kind of, you know, some other convention.
Mm-hmm.
Jump on that. This is Blizzard. And this is just Blizzard itself. This is all the Blizzard titles skills themselves. I hope we learn a whole lot more about the Warcraft movie that comes out. Last year we got that super sneak preview, which was sweet. I don't know if anyone else has said it before because I don't pay attention to any other podcasts or blogs, basically. I'm pretty sure they're going to put out the trailer at BlizzCon for us to see first.
I think so. That's the understanding.
General feeling, that's what we're getting because we're not getting expansion news because they already said the expansion news.
Can I just for a minute say I still feel like announcing the expansion at Gamescom was a little weird because now, what are we, like 2 months later, just gone whoopity-doo. We heard about this already and still nothing's going on.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the way they explained a lot of expansion news that dropped at BlizzCon when I was there. I mean, they get big and hyped on it and then they explain it at BlizzCon so you get like super hyped on it and then all of a sudden it's just like there's the doldrum of like, yeah, we're still working on it. We just told you what's going to happen. We're not ready for anything to move forward with it. So this BlizzCon, I hope and I expect to learn a crap ton more. I mean, we're going to have like the 2 hours on the main stage or just Warcraft design and storytelling. You're going to have the Q&A session where a red shirt guy hopefully is first in line again. You have that opportunity, and Gamescom, yes, they announced it. Yes, they went over, you know, Demon Hunter is going to be out there, and they went over some pictures, and they showed druids and all that kind of jazz. But this is where the deep diving is going to happen, is at BlizzCon, because this is their show, their way to control everything that goes on. Mm-hmm. I think at Gamescom, they had, like, we're going to put out a major announcement. So they had main stage for a long time and they talked about it. But this is where the Blizzard heads go. This is where all the Blizzard fans go. Not all Blizzard fans go to Gamescom. Gamescom was in Europe, which is great. I think we should have BlizzCon in Europe next year. I'm fully for that. I will gladly pay the ticket price, whatever it is. I'll have to sell my soul to somebody to get actually a plane ticket out to go out there. But this is, we're going to get deep dive information. We're going to get in-depth information. This is where you're going to be able to go to the sound stage to hear how they put together sounds, why they chose which sounds they went, the art direction, what art direction they're going for, all these different little side stage, main stage things that they have going on for that specific game title that you like. You get to go and see it. You get to talk to these people. You can meet the community managers of the World of Warcraft and or StarCraft or Diablo or Heroes of the Storm or Hearthstone even. You can meet these people that work for Blizzard. I mean, they're working. They're not actually there as fans at the moment. They're getting paid to work these things, so they are open to answering all of your questions. Anything you want to ask on Twitter and they missed because 18,000 million people Twitter them, you can ask them face-to-face a simple question. It's great.
So you can get ignored in person. That is wonderful.
Let me tell you how easy it is to get muted or blocked IRL while at BlizzCon by any Blizzard employee. Happens real quick. You don't even realize it's happening, and you're getting escorted out to a side area.
You sound like you're speaking from experience.
No, I've seen people have it done before, but you know, not me. No, I am perfectly content and happy, and I love everybody.
Right.
I totally believe that.
I love everybody so much that I RSVP to all their parties. I RSVP to all the different conventions or not little conventions, little par- not parties. What do you call them? Just little gatherings, all that kind of stuff. We get the Gathering Stone 1 year. You sign up for the Gathering Stone and you can meet Zar Chaim or whatever his name is. Or meet all these people. No. Here's another salty tip for you. Salty BlizzCon tip. Don't RSVP to anything. If they ask you to sign up for something, don't sign up. Just show up. Okay? Especially some of these parties that they have going around, like the Wowhead party. It used to be like you just show up at the Annabella and you'd wait 20 minutes in line, which, hey, don't wait in line. And then you can go to like the Wowhead party and meet some cool people. Like, was it the first year or the second year we were there? We met the people from the guild. They did that one show with that one lady and another guy and another two ladies.
Yeah, the guild. Yeah,
I don't know who. I don't even know who those people.
Felicia Day.
Bye, Felicia. They're not. They're not relevant anymore. So I mean, it really doesn't matter. But I mean, it used to be you show up to the Annabella and Wowhead was having their party there, and you wait in line for 20 minutes to get a blue drink of some God knows what alcoholic mixture that Tenacia got for you. And next thing you know, people are jumping in the pool to win a trading card game, TCG, WoW TCG card, scratch-off card to win, you know, pet biscuits to make your pet look bigger for 10 minutes or something like that. People were jumping in the pool to try to get like whatever free swag they could get. Right now,
free at the cost of your dignity.
Free at the cost of jumping into a pool with all your clothes on. Yeah, highly suggest don't doing that unless you want to. That's your prerogative. I would not do that. So don't RSVP. Don't sign up to go do anything. And it comes to the behest of your friends too, because sometimes you don't want to RSVP to things that your friends want to go do. Like, let's say Team Crab Dick gets together and goes like, hey, let's have breakfast one morning. You know, we can all have breakfast together. Don't RSVP to that. Say, yeah, that sounds like a good idea. Let's make a general time. And then if you show up, you show up. If you don't, you don't. Nobody gets butt hurt over anything. Just do that, okay? BlizzCon is technically your own personal time to where you get to do things you want to do. Do not feel obligated just because you're meeting all your raid team for the first time or meeting your guild for the first time that you have to stick with them and do what that pack or the majority or the management says you have to do. Don't feel that way at all. Do the things that make you happy. If you want to, if you're feeling some anxiety, get GTFO and just go somewhere else. Okay. BlizzCon is not here to show allegiances and to be like, I will follow you for whatever you do. You have the best podcast around. Holy cow, I love the way you draw. Don't just blindly follow these people, okay? If you feel any anxiety, move out the way and get out. You're not obligated. If you want to hang out with people, hang out with people. That's totally cool. If you decide as a group you want to do this thing and you want to do that thing, go do that thing. You're not obligated to do anything. You're not... You don't have to. This isn't like the raid organizer telling you show up at 8:30 or 9:30 Central Time or whatever it is that we're going to raid Magma at that time. You don't have to like show up if you don't want to. If you're feeling ill,
that's awfully specific.
I think something happened at 9:30 Central on Magma. Just get that impression.
So I have a question then.
Yes.
You're telling people not to hang out with their friends. No. So the opening ceremony.
Yes.
I've heard people mention that that there's a good chance that that room fills up, and they don't really do the standing room thing. You got to get in and get a seat. Is that right?
It's partially right. Yes, it will fill up because they can only hold, by fire law, a certain amount of people in one right. general location. Once they reach that certain amount of people, they shut it off and no one's allowed that in, like in there. But there are a gazillion seats. Gazillion. So if you're there, you get early, you can get a seat, no problem.
I'm kind of hyped about sitting up front.
Well, yeah.
I mean, not like, I don't know, maybe.
I'm of two parties right there when it comes to like this opening ceremony. First is you either A, hire someone that doesn't drink, that doesn't like to party a lot, or B, we'll just take the money and go forth and get in line like super early. The opening ceremony starts at 11 o'clock this year. Mm-hmm. I want to say that's like an hour or 2 hours later than it normally has.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we've got 11 o'clock is the actual starting time that's happened before. I want to say it's earlier that it's happened, like at 9 o'clock ceremony or 9:30 ceremony.
Yeah, I don't
opening
remember.
Ceremony.
Yeah, I think this is an hour earlier than they've done it before. Not that I've been there, but
not that you've. But yeah, so
I understand.
So 11 o'clock is a decent hour to where you can actually have some fun on Thursday night and like still sleep in. But there are going to be people out there that are going to line up at like 6 o'clock in the morning right next to the door to like try to get like the best seat possible to view the opening ceremonies. And if you've been in there, like Hen's been in there, you can sit anywhere and they have these huge monitors.
Yeah, they do.
Showing the main stage. So you can just stare at this monitor.
I mean, that's good, but is that really good enough as opposed to being up in the front where you can throw your dirty socks at Mike Morheim? And like, I want to get the full thing, you know?
Well, true. I mean, if you're like me, you don't want to be around a whole lot of people. So I try to sit mainly towards the back and on the end, because I'm sitting on the end. I'm not sitting in the middle. Sitting on the middle is terrible.
I'm not a middle sitter. Not
okay. No. So what we did last year, Molson got out there first in line because he was Mr. Prompt and whatever it is. And all of us like gathered around Molson when he was standing in line at the fountain. This wasn't even like towards the door. This is at the fountain.
Mm-hmm.
This is like probably 4,000 people deep. Swear. And then as soon as you get there and you're like, oh man, there's no one here behind us. This is great. And all of a sudden, an hour later, you turn around, you're like, holy crap, this whole freaking hallway all the way down to the Clarion Hotel is packed full of people.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, wow, there's a ton of people here. And then you just go in and you find your seats of like 10, because we had like, I don't know, like 12, 15 people that we were rolling with. So we kind of spread out over that monk thing. But we sat in the middle, but we sat in the back, because that's the way not everybody runs to, because everybody runs to the front. Like, oh, I want to be up front. I want to, like, mm-hmm. you know, drink Morheim sweat or Metzen. I just want him to be able to, like, look at me and go, like, for the horde, you know, and all that kind of stuff like that. But go to the back where there's plenty of seats. If you got a big party, just go back there and sit. Just chill. And you're still in the building. The whole thing shakes when everyone's screaming out loud. You can still feel it shake. And you're just looking up at an HD screen and you've got everything rocking and rolling. So, I mean, if you want to go up there in front, by all means, go up there in front. Like I said, you're not obligated to sit with anyone when it comes down there. When it comes down to it, you know, it's not like you're family. You're like, oh, we're going to sit together as a family.
Yeah, yes, but we kind of are, though.
Yes, we're a team, but no one should feel obligated to stick with that if they don't want to. That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm going to stay wherever you guys go. That's for sure. But if someone is feeling uncomfortable and they're like, oh, my God, I don't want to talk to this person over here because they're like a famous podcaster. Or, oh, this guy's got e-fame, like it's going out his arse. Don't sit next to him. Go somewhere else.
I personally only want to sit next to people that have Overwatch beta invites. That is the new status quo.
That is the new status quo.
I guess he's not sitting with any of us.
I've been paying close attention to social media, and evidently if you do not have that, you do not have anything.
Yeah, if you're not a streamer right nowadays, you can't do nothing. You get nothing, honey. Oh, so that's opening ceremony is all the hype it is. It is every single year I've gone to it, super hype. It's super awesome. It's just the epicenter and the climax of everything that BlizzCon is all about is that opening ceremony. Saying that, you don't have to be in the main hall to enjoy it. I know plenty of people that got shut out from it and went somewhere else and sat down.
Not what I want.
And they got to kick it all by themselves. They got to get in line for this blank section of computers that had no logo over it. They had no banners hanging over it. They just got in line to where it started and sat there and watched the opening ceremony. Next thing you know, we've got this new IP. It's called Overwatch. And then that whole area was lit up Overwatch, and they got to play Overwatch first before anybody else in the general public, per se, not just like internally. So there's things that you can do. You don't have to go to the main center. I suggest going to the main center, being there with your closest 20,000 friends and family and podcasters and podcastees alike. But, I mean, there's something for everybody. If you're late, if you oversleep, if you're so hungover that you can't make it to an 11 o'clock starting time, 9 o'clock, doors open, 10 o'clock, everyone's let into the actual security line, mm-hmm. which security line itself is it's another subject. But you don't have to be there. Don't feel like you have to be there. You want to be there, but you don't have to be there. That's how I put it. How about that?
I'm looking kind of to let you guys guide my experience a little bit, because if I were going by myself, I would just do whatever I wanted to do. But having gone now, we're going with people who've gone 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 times, you know, then it's like kind of the point of this episode too. You know what to, some of the things to avoid and some of the things to get in line for and some of the things that you can wait and do at a different time, you know. So I'm mainly going to be looking to try and just hold my horses and see what comes up.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going there, you are going to be in the most awesome position ever. It's going to be your first time there. You're going to walk into the convention. I'll be like, dude, oh my gosh, oh, what's going on? Oh, I want to go here. I'm going to go there. Go do that. There's so much to experience. I know last year Hend was there. He didn't know what to do, except he wasn't going to a fireside gathering of Hearthstone.
Not going to happen again this year either.
And B57 just wanted to watch people play Hearthstone. You're more than welcome to do that if you want to. But
I'm not opposed to that, but I don't know. Like, I really want to see some of the heroes stuff. I don't know. You mentioned, like, Diablo being pretty high up on your list. I would say that probably for me, it's Warcraft and Heroes are important. And then Hearthstone would come below that. And then Overwatch, I'm definitely interested in. But, you know, that's not even out yet, so I'm not like really worried about it.
Right. It's a good thing about this convention, like it's just those games. You know, if you go to E3 or you're like don't have to worry about the Microsoft games, you don't have to worry about the Sony games. This is just the Blizzard stuff.
Need for Speed 17.
Yeah. I mean, there are huge booths. I mean the vendors alone. I mean, you can try out every single headset, every single mouse, every single video card they have on display. I know we're going to do a big, huge heist of NVIDIA. I think we've got that set up to where people are going to distract, and we're going to take out every single one of their GTX 980 cards.
Ocean's 11.
Ocean's 11 style, exactly. There's so much stuff, and there's so many other, like, man, there's some downfalls as far as I'm concerned. I know last year they had this, like, meet the YouTube streamers that are awesome. Like, they have autograph tables set up for these YouTube streamers. Yes, they're popular. I get it, but I don't understand that part of it. I don't understand how that fits in the convention. I really don't.
You know, there's probably somebody out there who thinks that's awesome, and I will not be fighting them for a place in line. So.
Yeah. I mean, there's tons of giveaways. Like that first day on a Friday, all the big vendors do, like, get a raffle ticket to win something or other. They don't do anything on Saturdays. Everything's on a Friday. Show up. Go to all the vendors if you can. If the line's not too long, I'd stand in it to get your hand stamped, and you can try and win something. I'm all for that. That's not my deal when I go to conventions. I'm not worried about winning anything. I'm there to have a good time and to meet all my friends and to celebrate Blizzard. Okay. And on Saturday night, after the main BlizzCon adventure is over, unfortunately, everybody meets up in the Hilton bar area because that's where everyone goes to. But that's where all the bigwigs go. They'll be there. They'll be out in the open, and you can go and talk to them if you can get close to them and say hello. I mean, the Hilton bar seems to be like the epicenter that everybody talks about.
Mm-hmm.
And generally it is. But you can you can have Epicenter be anywhere. Everyone just, everything involves alcohol. If you're of age and you're a total party and you know you have your friends that are total partiers, not every single person in your raid group is a party member and they've got every single, anything to do with any Blizzard title has their parties now at the Hilton. Nothing is outside anymore. Used to be the Annabella was the place to be. Now it's the Hilton is the place to be. I don't like the Hilton because A, it's overpriced. B, because there's too many people there. I don't stay at the Hilton. I would never suggest anyone stay at the Hilton, even though it's like it's the epicenter and everybody's there. Well, yeah, you're paying four times the amount of price that you want to. So go ahead and do that. I'm going to choose a budget hotel, save some money so that I can spend more money while I'm there. I'm not made of money. That's for sure. I have to budget this thing. I mean, this is like 8 months of budgeting to try to save up every single penny so I can have a good time. This is my party of the year. This is where Salty takes off his pants and says, I am... Wait, did I say
Whoa.
This is where I get to high-five and tackle hug every single person. Like, for real in person, not just slash hug over Twitter or slash hug in-game kind of thing. I look forward to it. And then, like, especially Rob, you being there, bro hugs, everything as soon as you get there. There's no doubt about it. I'm going to hunt you down. The problem is you're not going to know I'm going to be there, but I'm going to be right behind you, and you're not even going to know it.
I'll know you're there because that's how I roll. Uh-oh. I hear my son waking up.
Nope. Yep.
That's probably my cue to start wrapping this up because he's going to be interjecting his opinion here in a moment. Well, I guess, did you have anything, any other main tips or anything?
Man, here, my last tip I learned from another good Canadian that I always like to quote, do as I say, not as I do. So if I say hand is my main and Zend is my co-main, that's what I mean. Do as I say, not as I do.
All right.
Awesome. Well, I guess if you guys have anything else to add to this topic or if you have any questions about future topics, please feel free to email the show at theshow@trainingdummies.com or you can leave us a voicemail over at thetrainingdummies.com.
All right, head love this evening. I'd like to send some head love to our guildies that had one job on the Deathwing server.
I'd like to send some head love out to Team Crabdick. Whoa, interject.
This is my deal.
I thought it was my turn to talk.
No. I get all the good ones.
Oh.
I don't know how it happened. I just do.
See, the thing is, I need to protect my bro tank, okay? Every single week you come in here and you start spitting out your hand love to everything that Rob should be spitting out first.
Yeah, okay? But see, if I let Rob go first, he takes all mine.
Hand love out to Team Crab Dick Friday night. All right,
there you go.
8 p.m. Pacific time. That's the place to be.
I'm just going to start sending shout outs to people that have nothing to do with anything.
Well, I'm going to send some hand love out to Salty, even though he rudely interrupted me there, for coming on the show again tonight and giving us some salty tips. So thank you, sir. Much appreciated.
Salty, how about you? I'm gonna let you go next.
Oh, you know what? I've got plenty of hand love for you two guys. Let me tell you, there's nothing more that I cannot wait for is that to meet both of you at the same time and have a three-way bro hug.
This could be awesome.
Well, what am I getting myself into here? Is this going to be bearded Salty? Is this going to be...
Oh, well.
What are we talking about here?
No, they'll be bearded salty.
They're just like, I've got to mentally prepare.
No, this is the beard. I've got a little bit of a beard going on right now. And it'll be the last time anyone sees me in public with a beard, because as soon as I get home on Sunday, since it's what I get to be is cool and I get to drive home. It takes an hour. I will get home and I will shave it all off. But no, BlizzCon will be the last time you get to see me with my beard on. And I'm looking forward to that. I've got too many hen loves to send out. I'm getting a little verklempt right now. My Twitter followers, all 1,000 of you. My Tumblr followers, thank you. I appreciate that. My Throwback Thursdays and my Women Crush Wednesdays. Thank you. Just hen love.
You can keep going, man.
Oh, and my Man Crush Mondays. Oh, I forgot about you.
Jab.
Shout out to Jab.
Jab's hair.
Sharks. There's a shark attacking me. I gotta go. Get a haircut, Jab.
It's got weird. But I, yeah. Thanks. I'm gonna save my hen love and my shout outs for BlizzCon, and I will give them to you in person. So if you see me, come and find me. Come and give me, we'll do a picture and all that stuff. So that's it for reals. You don't get them in advance. You got to come and get them. And I guess, that was weird because I don't normally go last, but I guess that wraps up the episode then. Salty. Slancha, why don't you tell people where they can find you and reach you and follow you and send beard love to you?
No beard love. I will be at BlizzCon, so you guys can see me. I will have my awesome, I'm looking at it right now, my badge that I got from our generous, awesome Team Crab Dick member, Women Crush Wednesday, Serenity Saz. I'll be wearing that with my legendary lanyard. Come see me at BlizzCon. I will definitely give you some salty tips for anything you want to do there. If you want to get hold of me later, that's fine. Twitter is the best place to go. I'm available there. If you don't know where to look, it's Salty Slancha, SalTySlante. You can also find me at Molson, MolSan. Tweet me there because we are one person, and I'm not going to lie. That I am Olson.
Awesome. Well, that wraps up episode 111 of The Training Dummies. You can find this and past episodes of the show on iTunes, Stitcher, and thetrainingdummies.com. So until next time.
It's advice you can trust.
Woo!
From people you shouldn't.
Woo!